Hey, here we go. It's 8 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. You just heard Ari with the news here until 3. Jason's back tomorrow. Is it Schrader again today?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Did he finish yesterday's show?
I believe everything went well yesterday for the full 3-hour tour.
Excellent. Excellent. Twins playoff baseball tonight. What time's that game? Oh.
It's coming up later. Just stay tuned.
Mm.
We've got it.
Central Pride, though, yesterday, right?
No, I mean, 2 out of 3. The other team couldn't get the win.
Sort of tough when they're playing each other.
Makes it more difficult.
I mean, what, did you want to tie?
Figure it out.
Yeah.
It's happened before, bud.
Yeah. Coach. When you don't know someone, or I'll phrase it this way. When you know someone, but you can't remember their name, what is your go-to? Because my father, for sure, Coach. Hey, Coach.
Just anybody?
Male, female. Coach, how are you?
God, he would have loved Tim Walz, the VP candidate.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
He would have been all in.
Meanwhile, his son won't call anybody coach unless, what a novel concept. They're my coach, which is the way it should be.
Would your father have taken credit for Tim Walz being called coach on the national stage?
Well, if there was one area where he was most skilled, was taking credit.
Exactly right.
He was willing to take credit for a lot of stuff. Believe me. What do you call somebody? Here she comes. Oh, God. What is her name? Hey, Kippy. Hey, you. Hey, buddy.
Pal.
Pal.
Hey, legs.
Hey, you. You. Good to see you again. You know. Oh, my friend. You know. And it really, not your friend. And I'm the bill collector, and we've never seen each other before.
Mm-hmm.
What's your move? What's your word? What do you got? 651-461-9226. Carter dead to us today. He's still boozing up in that little hamlet that never gets any attention, Brainerd. So our friend Sloan Martin is in today. Ask Sloan anything. Sloan once tried to be the producer of this show.
Really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. How do you think it's worked out for her?
I think she's done okay.
I think she's done extraordinarily well. The most versatile broadcaster in the state of Minnesota is Sloan Martin, and I'll argue with anybody over that. And she's that damn good. So Sloan is here, 12:35. There'll be questions on how she puts up with that buffoon husband of hers. I guarantee you that'll be a part of it. A political roundup, because it's absurd how much stuff has happened since we were last on the air. Mary Jo Copeland is with us at 1:35 because midway through the show yesterday, multiple people reached out to me, including our friend Lindsey Gensel, saying, I'm hearing these frightening rumors that Mary's passed away. And they reached such a level that Sharon and Karen Hands on their Facebook page had to say, let's put those rumors to rest.
On their actual website.
On their website.
Right in big, bold letters, yellow highlighter.
Mary Jo is fit as a fiddle. Why is it a fiddle?
Have you ever seen a fiddle? Very tight. Fiddle keep the tight.
So a tuba cannot be fit? Is that kind of tuba tubby? I mean, what other musical instruments are
Alan
fit?
Page.
Yeah. He's not tubby.
Oh, no, I'm saying he knows the tuba.
Yeah. Fit. I mean, of all the things you'd say, a fiddle? Can you look up that phrase? Fit as a fiddle. Chris Schaefer on what is a staggering power of Milton. And I'm the one who often will say, okay, here we go. Here's this weather event. It's going to be the rarest weather event. I'm buying in to how frightening this might be. Did you look up fit as a fiddle?
Well, the fiddle, another name for the violin, obviously just fits with the alliteration, fit, fiddle.
Yeah.
The violin is a beautifully shaped instrument producing a very particular sound. That's why it is be called your fit as a fiddle, fit as a violin, because the violin is, once you see one, boom, you know that's a violin, baby.
Are we talking about the sexual shape of the violin?
I think so. A little curvy.
I mean, which instrument turns you on most? 651-461-9226. Apparently the violin does. Seriously. It's shapely in the right way. That's kind of creepy, don't you think?
I don't know. Have you ever seen a violin late at night?
I have, and I've never once been aroused. I got to be honest.
Well, you know, open your mind. Apparently, you're not a music lover.
No, that's it. That is it. Schaefer on the power of Milton. How about yesterday, one of the main meteorologists in the Tampa area has been there forever saying they need to have a new category because category 5 is max, that this is as much power as Earth can create and that this might be a category 6 directed right at Tampa. I texted a friend of mine about 30 minutes ago who lives right in Tampa, and I said, Ben, where are you? Where are you going? And be safe with multiple exclamation points. And then our friend Kyle Potter from Thrifty Traveler on a number of items, including just more idiots and fools who keep bringing loaded guns out to the airport. No excuse. Zero. None. Jobs you would never want. What do you have? 651-461-9226, producer of this show. Could be an option. Jobs you never want. I was struck by this, and we're going to get to Harris's interview with Bill Whitaker last night because she was struggling multiple times, I thought. She at least showed. Don didn't show. Courage, Donnie. Courage. Although I'm not giving her a ton of credit because it's not like she's making herself available a ton of time. When she was introduced today on The View as the next president of the United States, I don't think that was going to be a grilling. Just a hunch. So this is, we're going to start with election officials. The election is 1 month from today. 4 weeks from today is the election. You going to be here at night? You pitching it? I'm here. Carter's here. Blois is here. Cast of thousands.
I would be, but I can't be around vests.
Yeah, closed circuit, because I know you listen. As the managing editor, I've just given myself that title. You're not allowed to wear one of those insipid vests in here. No vests. No vests.
This was last week he declared it vest season, as if he's not wearing vests the other 11 months out of
the
year.
And then he's got his other account, Blois's vest, like agreeing with him.
Yeah, that's good. Put on another list, Blois.
Yeah. Why dopes wear vests? That should be the list. Well, let's pause here on time. We're going to play some audio because 60 Minutes wanted the former president, and he wanted an apology. He didn't want the specific direct questioning. That's what he didn't want, okay? We're going to play audio from one election official. What's happened to this individual's life because he had the temerity and audacity to do his job. And then another person who is also an election official who doesn't care about facts. So my first candidate, election official. These folks are taking time out of their lives. Oh, they're making a lot of money, right, Dave? Huge money election officials are making.
Big time cash.
They're making barely anything. And right now, according to some, if they don't declare my candidate is the winner, you're a traitor, and I will harass you, I will follow you, I will torment you, and it's gross what people are doing. So that's one. What other jobs do you want no part of? Window washer, Dave Harrigan. For me, no part of it.
Anti-window or don't like the heights?
I love the windows. I prefer if they're Pella windows.
Naturally.
I don't mind heights when I'm inside the window.
You don't want to be swinging around?
Now, I've done some parasailing and some paragliding,
wow,
and that really didn't faze me. But 90 floors up.
It's like being the guy that has to replace the bulb at the top of the radio tower.
I want no part of that job either.
Mm-mm.
Man, we'd be off the air incessantly if I was that guy. Jobs you don't want, 651-461-9226. Some, I guess, combination of not surprising and still staggering audio when we come back. We got a lot of good texts here so far, and I so appreciate it. What up, Chef? Let's see. Accordion. Somebody's really attracted to the accordion.
Mama's got a squeeze box.
Plays on her chest. When daddy gets home, he never gets no rest. Ginger is a violin. Marianne is a fiddle. Clean portable toilets. Yeah, awful. Bovine proctologist. Public restroom custodian. Jobs you don't want. Truck driver delivers Fresca to stores. Hey, watch yourself.
Wow.
Watch yourself. I would never want to be Chad Hartman's caddy at the farm. I said, you have to be, if you are, you have to be very fit and willing to watch a grown man cry. Minneapolis police officer. My current one.
Oh, that's sad.
A current high school teacher. I wouldn't want to be the opposing candidate to Putin. Yeah, that's all good.
That's tough, yeah.
Okay, so last night, along with the Harris interview, and we'll get to that at 1:05, they interviewed Stephen Richard, Scott Pelley did, Maricopa County recorder. So he's recording the votes.
He's the guy in charge. He's tabulating.
Here's part of what he said about how difficult his life has been since he had the responsibility and lived up to it and did his job, and Joe Biden won Arizona.
Is there a danger in undermining people's faith in the election?
Whoops, that's the wrong one. Hang on. We got to get the right guy.
That happens.
Got to get the
right guy. Yeah, that's the gal we're going to get to.
Here we go.
No three problem. Violent threats to Stephen Richer have been prosecuted.
Violent.
One man got 3.5 years. The others are awaiting trial. Undaunted, Richer explained the facts. Here in 2021, he was heckled and followed to his car.
People were banging on my windshield as I got into the car.
What were they shouting?
Turncoat, you're wrong, you're an idiot, don't be a traitor, how could you?
The fever has never broken. This was 3 months ago.
I do not believe the 2020 election was stolen.
Once again, if you voted for Donald Trump, no problem. You can. If you're disappointed he lost, no problem. That's a part of it. 60 Minutes also profiled Ben Ginsburg, who is an actual Republican, not an opportunist like Donald Trump.
As is Richard, by the way. He's Richard, a Republican.
He is a Republican. Just like Rusty Bowers, just like Brad Raffensperger. These folks who have been tormented. Individuals who voted and some campaigned for Donald Trump, but they also have a job to do. Three violent bleeping threats against this man by liars. That's what you are right now if you still think Donald Trump won in 2020. You're a liar. You're deluding yourself. Ben Ginsburg, who wants Republicans to win every time. The lead guy, anytime a prominent Republican is challenging election results, they want one guy. Ben Ginsburg. George W. Bush, Ben Ginsburg. When working with Romney and others across the country for decades, he wasn't working with Paul Wellstone. He wasn't working with AOC. As he points out, 63 of 64 court cases, losses for Trump, and one was just minor. And this individual, Stephen Richer, who's making not a lot of money doing this, Maricopa County recorder, three violent threats against him. One conviction, two pending, follow him to his car, turncoat, idiot, screaming at him. And some of these folks are people we know. I have zero problem if you vote for Trump. We just don't agree on him. We'll find so many other ways, other areas of life where we'll agree. I won't spend 1 second considering voting for him. That doesn't mean I'm over the moon in considering voting for Harris. And if the election was today, I would not be voting for him. 1 month from today, I'm not voting for either one. But I'll consider her. She's credible as someone who will put the country first, as opposed to he puts himself first. This is what you're doing. You're harassing someone. You're making their life miserable because they did their job. Do you have any shame? Do you have any decency about you? Again, vote for Trump again. Campaign for him. Believe in him. Support him. Donate money. Fine. I don't have a problem. We just differ. But this is what you want to do. And so let's give you audio from Scott Pelley, and we'll start with Pelley. Her name is Shelby Bush. She's the Republican vice chair. And listen to her.
Is there a danger in undermining people's faith in the election system by persisting with these conspiracy theories that no one has been able to validate?
Again, I'm going to disagree with you, sir, respectfully. It has been validated. And because the election...
By whom?
The election officials...
Give me a court case. Give me something.
I don't need a government official with a vested interest in disproving information to tell me whether what I have is valid. It's up to each individual citizen as a member of this society to review the evidence, to think for themselves and make those decisions.
It's valid because you say it is.
I say it's valid because I say it is. And if somebody looks at it, they can determine whether it's valid. The evidence speaks for itself. Data does not lie. Data doesn't lie. Election officials do.
Again, Bill Barr, Republican his entire life, goes to Donald Trump. Individuals go to Trump and others and say, Bill Barr is still voting for Donald Trump this year, by the way. That's how much he disagrees with the Biden-Harris policies. But he went to Trump and said, you lost. Trump, even behind the scenes, apparently admitted he lost. She can't just say vested interest because it's Republican after Republican are doing their job. And you wonder, and I haven't looked at the text since, if somebody's saying, why are you bringing this up? Because the election is a month from today, boys and girls. And he, the former president, and I, right now, I have no idea who's going to win. But if you force me, and I had to guess today, I'd guess Donald Trump. He would have been my guess. Because he continually is underpolled. And in most polls, he's pretty close. And I, you know, there's a lot of the blue-collar votes in key states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, where Biden really could relate. And so far, at least so far, Harris isn't approaching those numbers. And I think that's a big concern. Now, she's picking up in other areas where Biden lost. But Donald Trump talks about the 2020 election every single time he speaks. Every time. And he says, for this election, I only lose if they cheat. So if Donald Trump would put this to bed, I'd put it to bed. I'd move on. But you still have people who are following, harassing, and Dave, last word for you, violent threats. Why would someone right now, and I'm glad they are, thank you for what you do. Why would you want to be an election official at this point? And again, I'll repeat, I'm glad you do. But who knows? Minnesota might be a close state. Right now, it seems like 4 or 5. And again, he's normally underpolled. Maybe we're sitting here November 5th, and it's like, right now, we cannot declare who won the state and what people are willing to do to harass officials when they're doing their jobs. And if a mistake is made, I get it. But people are convinced it was malice, it was intent, and it was corrupt, and it was a plan when he lost all but one minor case.
At least in Stephen Richards' case, he can say, look, I'm a Republican. I voted for Donald Trump.
But it doesn't stop people.
Well, I know it doesn't, but, you know, what if he's a Democrat?
Yeah.
How much worse is it if he's a Democrat? If it's, you know, Steve Simon, our Secretary of State, any other Democrat, Secretary of State, Recorder, whatever the title is, how much worse does that get?
I don't know. He already has three violent threats.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe it goes beyond threats. Just some normal policy debates pursuing the courts. If it's that close, I get it. I don't fault that. But eventually accepting the decision. All right, let's lighten it up. Our friend Sloan Martin is next. Carter out. Sloan's great on the radio. She's great at whatever she does. She made one horrible decision in her life. She married Matthew Collar. Can you figure that one out, Dave?
Still working on it.
I cannot. I spent the morning thinking about it. I wrote down all the pluses, all the negatives. Only had negatives.
You won't even take her bowling. Found that out yesterday.
Won't?
The man hates bowling.
Listen, would you want to be married to someone who hates bowling?
No, I like to roll once in a while.
Maybe this is a charity thing that Sloan is doing. It's possible. What do you have for Ask Sloan Anything? Phone calls and texts, 651-461-9226. Let's bring in the most versatile broadcaster in this state, Sloan Martin. She can be a reporter at this station. She can be a host at this station. She can be a play-by-play announcer. She can be an analyst. She can be a sideline reporter. She can work the Olympics. She can work Paralympics. All great, but we're starting with this one. A guy you know, I think his name is Matthew Collar. Mm-hmm. He's on this show on a regular basis. You're married to him. I'm going to start with one question. Why? Why? I mean, because Harrigan and I have talked about it off air many times. Our only conclusion is this a charitable thing? Is it a tax deduction? Is a family member held hostage? Dave,
no, certainly.
Dave, do you have any other theories?
Money.
I mean, we don't have it. So why are you married to this individual?
Something I've pondered myself many times. But no, it is now, Chad, can you believe it? It has been nearly, we are reaching the point of half of my life with this person.
Oh.
So pretty settled in. Yeah, like I said, definitely not for the money, considering where we started. It's literally started from the bottom, and now we're here. And so that was not it. Certainly not it.
What is Matthew's best quality, and what is his most annoying quality?
His best quality is his honesty, 100% of the time. What you hear, even when you hear him talk about sports, you're not getting any kind of BS from him whatsoever. And that goes into his personal relationships as well. The worst quality is like simple tasks. Like, we have a giant recycling bin, and he will put his cans, of which he is renowned for, his Diet Dr. Pepper drinking.
Terrible, too.
Literally on the kitchen counter a foot away from the recycling bin. I have not been able to psychologically deduce why this happens, but little things like that. But I know I'm nitpicky, though, but that one I
don't. Harrigan, is that, I don't think that's nitpicky at all, is it?
No, I similar, I had to ask my wife 2 weeks ago, why, you know, the stickers that are on the apples sometimes or any other
pizza? Yeah, right.
Why do I find so many of these just stuck to the counter right by the sink? The trash is right there.
Okay, now let's ask this question. Because you said Matthew's always honest. Do we all want our significant others to always be honest? Because I'm going first. No. Dave, before Sloan goes, always honesty from the significant other.
Believe me, I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, of course.
Okay?
He's flawless. Okay. Do you always want Matthew to be honest?
I do. To be honest, it is just the trustworthiness, I would say, is a high priority. No matter if it is, you know, if I, you know, haven't left bed till noon, coming off of a cold, so don't judge me. Whatever it is always, I know I'm getting it straight. Can't dismiss that.
Okay, plenty of text coming in. Let's get more for Sloan. 651-461-9226. Favorite fast food restaurant and also item off the menu.
Okay, this is a good question, and this might be a controversial one. It gets a lot of hate, but it's Arby's. And when they have the potato
not
cake,
on this show,
which they
no.
just got rid of,
excellent.
I am so hurt by that. So it is 100% Arby's. Culver's is definitely up there, but that's also kind of like a treat yourself. Arby's is just like, I need to eat something, and this is going to work. And, you know, that's like the level of what I'm judging it at.
Harrigan, we both are Arby's fans, so I like
classic
that.
Classic roast beef.
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah, excellent. We have some food topics on this show, more me in particular. Can we go over those also?
Mm.
Okay. Ketchup, pro or con?
Pro.
Oh, God. Seriously. That's okay. That's a check mark in the negative. Harrigan, she likes ketchup.
It's a bad situation.
Is she
right
three?
Now.
I mean, okay. Okay. Mayonnaise, pro or con?
Ooh, I'm going to go con. I only have
Thank
it
you.
In an egg salad, but nothing else.
Put mustard in there instead. It's even better. Pine.
That I'm going to object to.
Oh, don't even get out of there. Get out. Can we get somebody else for the next segment? Go on, get out. Pineapple on a pizza.
1,000% no.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. If your choice was to be a star. This is a texter. Excellent text coming in. 651-461-9226. Star player on the Lynx or elsewhere in the WNBA or continuing your career as a multifaceted broadcaster. Which would you rather pursue?
Okay, wait. Say the first one again.
So here are your two choices. Star player in the NBA, WNBA, or continue your rising career where it's at right now?
That is so tough because imagining myself as a star as opposed to someone who would, you know, foul five times in 15 minutes and just try and block shots and be a bully is a very enticing thing. But I can't disagree with this road I'm on right now. I'm just going to keep going with it. Those dreams are behind me, and the game has changed, and I can't imagine myself being a modern player by any means.
Well, then, Dave, the next time she's either play-by-play, analyst or sideline, I want her to say, I've got a better job than all these folks. Now let's get to the game. You know, just Dave, so, just open up that way.
Very dismissive of the players on the floor, I think is what we need to really. Yeah, this is your career.
More text coming in. Your favorite pizza place, and let's do both. Here in the state, and then anywhere else you've had pizza.
Okay. Okay, this one I know Matt will very much agree on me with. Best pizza is in Western New York, in Buffalo. I am going with this place called Salvatore's. So delicious every single time. In Minnesota, it's hard to make a comparison. Our go-to place is Pizza Luce, though. It is Pizza Luce.
Pizza Luce is excellent. Okay, what's the greatest thing about Salvatore's? Why is it so unique?
I'm a dough person. I am not, I am appreciator of dough, and there is a very good crust. You're getting a solid amount of cheese. It's not sloppy with sauce. It's just dependable. It's just solid. And what I want, a weighty pizza slice.
Wait, you're not
robust.
This is not deep dish. Cause this is another,
No.
Okay.
No. That's an entirely separate category. That's barely should have the name of pizza anyway.
Yeah. You know what it's called? Bad lasagna. That's what it's called. All right. Let's put Sloan on hold. Excellent text coming in. Keep them coming on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines. Our friend Sloan Martin is here. We'll get to some Olympic talk when we come back. 651. 461-9226. That was very good. 49 past 12. Sloan is here. Okay. You work the Olympics and the Paralympics. Great moments throughout. What is the one moment that you're going to cherish
for the longest time?
Oh, gosh, that is really tough because I had, gosh, if I counted it up, 19 medal moments that I was responsible for calling. But I think the USA men's wheelchair basketball team winning a third straight gold, something had never been done in that sport before. And they were just, they reminded me so much of the Dynasty Lynx teams, just in terms of the talent, the people who filled these positions so perfectly to build a team, to have that kind of dynasty. It was so amazing to just connect with them, to learn about them, to see the entirety of the journey start to finish and really feel like you were there along with them for the ride, and just fantastic people. That's like an all-time moment for me, for sure.
Okay, so reporter, multiple radio stations, including here. Play-by-play, analyst sideline for the Lynx, for the Big Ten, and now and more items too. But now the Olympics. For, compare for the audience the type of preparation you had for the Olympics compared to a typical game, whether it's volleyball, it's soccer, it's hoops, and just the differences between that.
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. So when I do games, to me, that's like studying for a test. I am very much, if you see me in my house where I work on a regular basis when I'm not traveling or doing games, I'm like a student. I am just studying, memorizing, doing interviews, writing things down, getting my notes in order. I just have a whole office that I have like every office accessory and tool you can have just sit at my desk, and I'm like kind of chained to it. And Matthew does try and disrupt that every now and then, but
shocking.
I'm very much like a student. But the Olympics and Paralympics, I don't know if there's listeners out there with advanced degrees in academia or anything like that, but that's what I felt like, where it was basically from May forward, I was a full-time student because I had to learn these sports from scratch, shooting sports, which includes six different disciplines on either side,
right.
Artistic swimming, wheelchair basketball, there were certainly similarities, but you're having to do an entire tournament, learn about international players and teams, and just so much that goes into pouring yourself into doing 16 games over 11 days. So I compare it to studying, I don't know, for an LSAT or for your dissertation. It was that much of a focus for me that it consumed my entire life. Very happy about that. We have those, you know, busy moments in our lives, and
sure.
it paid off, but that's what I would compare it to.
Okay, plenty of questions coming in about the Lynx, so let's talk tonight. It's game five at Target Center, Connecticut, Minnesota, Sun and Lynx. As someone who paid attention the entire season, has consumed these four games, 2-2, deciding game tonight. What do you think will separate it for either team tonight?
Ken, you know I have a long history as a journalist. I approach even, you know, the work I do with the Lynx from an objective perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But this Lynx team is some of the best basketball I have ever watched in my life, just in terms of how aesthetically pleasing it is, their defense, the way they share the ball, multiple players who have blossomed, embracing the roles they have, seeing a superstar in Nafisa Collier become a top two player in the league before our eyes. This is why I think the Lynx will win tonight. Obviously, having home court advantage, I think, is going to be a significant one against the Sun. But the Sun are the one team, as opposed to Vegas or New York, who played on the other side of the bracket in the semifinals. New York is awaiting whoever wins this game tonight in the WNBA Finals, has never won a championship in their history. Minnesota, for me tonight, is too cohesive of a team to let this drop tonight on their home floor, and I'm picking them for game five. The difference, I think, is just executing on a more regular basis. Connecticut's been up and down in this series. If the Lynx are able to hit shots as consistently as we know they are, they're one of the best shooting teams in the W, I think that's the difference.
Most likely tomorrow on the show, our mutual friend Lindsey Whalen. Are we firmed up on that, Dave?
2:05.
2:05, Whalen tomorrow.
Ooh.
Reacting to game five. More questions. In the course of your career, what has been the most challenging thing about being a female in a male-dominated space? Excellent text question. What do you have to say?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it is not getting the benefit of the doubt, where you feel like everything could be questioned,
right,
where you have that extra bit to have to prove, where people walk into the booth and they think you are stats or an assistant. They say, oh, where's the play-by-play? And you're like, they're looking at her right here. But I think it's generally also viewers, too, where you have to work that little bit harder to get that same kind of respect, as opposed to it just being assumed that you're supposed to be there, that you're earned being there because you're used to seeing a different type of person in that role.
What annoyed you most about Adam Carter while you worked here?
Oh, God, he was such a slacker. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
we were just always picking up the pace for him in the newsroom. Adam, come on, help us out here. And just his attitude, you know.
Yeah. How about his perspiration? He sweats a lot. Did that ever drip onto your desk at all? I mean, Dave, it's happened to us, right?
Just the stench alone is bad enough than when it's actually wet.
Yeah. Well, you know, the building is in such great shape there.
So
air conditioning and,
The carpet.
Air control is always great. Yeah.
You miss that, don't you? Okay, when Sloan Martin, again, our friend Sloan Martin is in for Adam today. When Sloan Martin wants to get away from everything, okay, and it's even on your own, so not with your husband, Matthew, what is your go-to?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question, because my first response was just a book.
Okay.
Just finding a space, even if we're in the same house together, like within the same square footage, that to me feels like a completely different escape. I read a lot of history, nonfiction, and it completely removes me.
Does Matthew harass you when you're reading the book? Is he bugging you? Is he saying, hey, look at me, pay attention to me, I'm here, Purple Insider, I'm going to do another YouTube thing? Or does he leave you alone?
Okay, you know what? That is hilarious because he actually will. And because he wants to tell me things, because we share our thoughts and ideas and opinions.
Is he breaking down like inner football stuff where you're kind of going, that's cute, man. Can I get back to the book about World War II here?
Actually, 100%. Because we've deviated a little bit where I'm definitely more of a college football fan and I'm just kind of casual with the NFL.
Oh.
And then he is obviously all in and knows everything about it. So, like, Monday Night Football, I'm just kind of, like, half-tuned in, and that's when it will have a lot of interjections. But, like, again, nearly half my life, very much used to this.
Great stuff. Congratulations on all the success, and let's all get together sometime and have some fun.
Let's do it, Chad. Thanks so much. Anytime.
The fabulous Sloan Martin, who is so talented right now and just having more and more success. It's 12:57. It's time for you to get your free installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity from Marvin Windows and check it out with Andy Lindis and Lindis Construction.